It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days, happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. This is the morning sickness. My name's John Holmberg. Hello there. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely sitting in the chair, and we got Big Dick Toledo rolling out there. Busy day today, too, because we got Jeremy coming in. We're going to do the KUP deployment. We're going to start that whole thing this morning, which is a big deal for the troops overseas. You guys have been awesome to us with this thing, and this is pretty neat. And you know what? You can unload a bunch of old golf balls. That's my favorite part of this. Everybody's got somewhere in their house, for some reason, if you golfed or not, you got a pile of golf balls somewhere in a bag, in a golf bag you haven't seen in years, and the troops want them. Part of the requests, like, give us some golf ball, give us some stuff to hit that isn't, you know, illegal, shoot stuff. So they want to golf out in wherever they are, wherever they're deployed, and we're helping out with that. We'll tell you more about that as the day goes on, or you can check it out at 98kupd.com. Adam Carolla is going to join us later this morning, which is awesome. I think that's great, as I have to do. I've been asked to do. This has been a weird thing, because Carolla's podcast is coming on Friday, and I've done Adam's podcast 3 or 4 times. And they wanted me – well, they wanted Frank Caliendo to do the podcast. We were originally supposed to do it back in May, I guess, maybe early June, early July. It was supposed to be the weekend of July 4th. But then the pandemic thing went crazy. They shut the clubs down. Adam didn't come out. So then they rescheduled it for this weekend. So Friday, we're supposed to do it again. And I say this because it's a very funny story about Frank. We were going to do it. We went on Adam's podcast to promote that we were going to be on. And they put Frank in a weird spot to read a Black Lives Matter quote as Charles Barkley. And it made him very nervous. It made him so I did it. What do I care? And so they're like,
see, that's fine. We can play this little game here. And we'll have Charles Barkley talking to white celebrities about how to be black, like an American Idol thing. And then Charles will read these statements. And then Frank's looking at me like, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, I know you don't. It's terrible. So we joked about that, did that, got canceled. Call back, and he calls to get Frank to be the guest, and Frank calls me and he goes, I don't think I'm going to be able to, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And I'm like, because of the Black Lives Matter thing? He goes, no, I don't think my wife will let me outside during COVID. I'm like, oh, what? Yeah. He's not allowed to go.
He's on lockdown.
He's just not allowed to be in that crowd.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the booby prize. I'm the consolation, because it was supposed to be Frank and his little friend from his podcast, and now, well, I've done it before, and Adam, I like Adam, and he evidently is all right with me. So we're going to still do it. But it was like, you still want to do it? And I'm like, if you want, I guess. All right. And that's pretty much how I got invited on the Carolla show.
Good. Thanks.
I felt great about it. Yeah. I felt really good. I was like, oh, Frank's not going to follow up. Hey, Jeff.
John.
Do you want to still do the podcast Friday night with me?
I suppose.
All right. I guess we'll have a chair near the stage that you can be in. And then if I need you for a drink or something, I'll just wave my hand.
Okay.
So we need you there 3 hours before the show.
That
what?
Happened.
But why?
Yeah. And well, somebody's got to get the crudité, and we have a breadboard coming, and I don't want to go out in the crowd.
Adam's so great. You're not even split squatting like
no.
You Friday and
no.
Frank Saturday.
Frank's not allowed out of the house to go to people.
Been
he can't be around that many people.
Washed all the way.
Frank can go to places with one person or like two very, very, very approved people, but he cannot be in a group. And it makes me nervous thinking about it. Like, maybe I shouldn't either. And I don't know how it's going to work with masks or the club. It's at the Improv, I think, on Friday night. If you guys want to go, I think there's tickets still available. And here's the thing.
I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed out either? You guys can go if you want. If you're allowed out, it'll be a really fun night. But I totally understand that. And I think they're only selling like 200 seats. And there's 500 in there. So it's going to be weird. And they're going to – and I don't know how a comedy club works when you spread people out. Like the whole point of a comedy club is jamming people together, because if I'm close to you, Brady, and you're laughing, I tend to laugh too. Like that's what the whole
contagious.
Point of – yeah, the point of a club is if they're having fun, why am I not having fun? So you kind of do the fun laugh together, and it gets a crowd, builds a crowd. So –
and during the show, is it are you masked up? I mean, like, is the audience
– the crowd?
I don't know. I wonder how
no
that –
no idea. We'll see. But they can't really spit on me. I'll wear my shield. I've been wearing that welder's mask around, and it's pretty good. It's been although it's fogging up to the point now where I can't see out of it.
You're Andy Reid now?
Well, it's not that kind of fog.
It needs to be cleaned.
Well, you can clean it, but it's then your vision is – it's not glasses, and you're putting a piece of clear plastic in your face, so it warps your vision every once in a while. And also, you forget you have it on because it's clear. So I've jammed so many Twix into that plastic barrier and been trying to get it in my mouth. I'm like, oops, I forgot I was wearing this stupid thing.
It's like the forehead nudges we have on our windows.
Exactly. There's a little poop stain right around my mouth area of that as I keep jamming Twix bars and candy in that. But, yeah, so if you want to come Friday, that'll be fun. But Adam will join us this morning about 8:30 to talk about the Caliendo thing. I don't know that Frank likes me that much. Then that'll be – I'll be the ambassador between two – incredibly insecure celebrities.
I don't know. I asked him, and he said he wasn't sure. And, I mean, he's a grown-up. How come his wife is – why can't he leave?
I'm like, I don't know.
Is it me?
Okay. I don't know, Adam. You guys should talk this out. That and the club owner and Frank are fighting.
Oh, boy.
So I got those guys texting back and forth. Will you ask Frank? I know he hates me. We used to be best friends, but now he hates me. I'm like, oh, you just call him for Christ's sake.
High school.
You don't ever want to deal with comedians as friends. It's or club owners. I love them all. I think they're great people individually, but man, oh man, there's some sensitivity. Less from Matt and Joel, the club owners, than the. It's just crazy. But yeah, so that'll be. So I'm the booby prize Friday if you're interested, and we'll talk about that with Frank. And then I guarantee you, Adam will say something snotty today.
Well, you know what? You're better than Frank anyway. So,
and he'll say, and then I'll get back to Frank, and then I got to smooth that over. Because it'll be a little subtle jab, no matter what, because Frank can't leave the house.
We love Frank. He's great, but you were better last time.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So there's fun. I also
read. You'd think there'd be a little tolerance on that, Santa, or understanding. Like if a person doesn't feel right about going out of the
house. Oh, there's tolerance.
You gotta,
But you can't get past these people's egos. Look, I'm sensitive to that kind of stuff. I think everybody hates me, so it's weird that. But when you see it, you're like, this is ridiculous. You got to stop. And he'll probably mask it with – Adam isn't as insecure as the other comics. Adam pretty much just goes straight forward. But
he keeps doing what he does.
And it's his guy, Mike August, that his producer's awesome. He's just the best. But he's just full of praise. We don't care if Frank's not coming. You join us there, Jerry, John, and it'll be great. Okay. They keep getting the just sound, but that's about it. I saw the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I know that this is going to sound crazy, but bear with me. I'm dying for some sort of massive amounts of protests across the country in the next few days. Hopefully the election. I've been talking to a bunch of cop buddies of mine, and they're like, man, just wait for the election. There's going to be all sorts of weirdness we think that's going to happen. If the election's contested, the cops are on this like all call.
How bad will it get? The streets will
flow with weirdos from either side, no matter who wins. But I saw this. They're going to, and this is awesome. I didn't know we had this. Deploy a heat ray against large crowds.
What the hell is that?
We've got
the heat gun?
We have a heat ray to disperse crowds, and we've had it for 20 years.
Or is it like a sea creature, a ray?
Yes, it's a heat ray. Yeah.
Release the heat ray.
Got a long tail.
This big moth that blows fire. No, a heat ray. The police trying to clear. They thought of it back in that thing. Remember in the protest by the White House when Trump went out by that Bible and did that weird thing with that church? When they had the security and the guard walk him out military style because the protests were getting a little hairy. They're like, next time we should break out that thing we've got over in the Middle East no one knows about. They have a gun that they now can aim at individuals. That heats their skin.
It's like an infrared.
It's
like
lasers and stuff. It's called the ADS. It's developed by the military about 20 years ago. It disperses crowds. They question whether or not it works, but then when you see it in action, you're like, oh, it works. So the dude's just like he's on a frying pan and he just goes the other way. It's a millimeter wave technology, essentially heats the skin of people targeted by an invisible ray. This is exactly what I was promised as a child, that we would have boop, 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 heat rays that would cook people. And doesn't hurt them. It just heats you up to the point where you get – it's like when you walk outside in Phoenix in the summer without shoes on and you think, I can make it to the mailbox. I can make it. I can make it. And when you get to about halfway down your driveway, you realize there's no making it, and you just have to run backwards for some reason or towards grass. You get away from the heat ray. That's
like
what it does.
It's like a robotic Homelander.
Yes.
Dialed down.
Oh, I'm in. It's Homelander, the heating lamp. It's not the it's not the laser version. He's like Home Lantern. It's going to get you hot, but it's not going to be anything else. So an invisible – I just like the phrase invisible ray. Any chance I can get to say that, I'll do it. But there's people who say that, you know, they it doesn't – the ADS thing could provide our troops a capability they currently don't have and engage political adversaries at distances well beyond small arms range in a safe and effective non-lethal manner. But the best part would be the video footage – of dudes in the crowd thinking they're going to bow up and be hard-ass protesters, but some dude on a rooftop, I don't know, a few hundred feet away, is throwing an invisible quiet ray into him, and all of a sudden he's like, ah, down with the president, ah, goddammit, ah, and he just freaks out like he's covered in ants and starts running away for no reason, and he won't even know why, he'll just know he heated up. Got me that goddamn heat ray. Where is he?
And I wonder if it's a spread, too, that like bird shot.
You can shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
Shotgun heat rays? Forget it. I want protests.
I want to see it too. Yeah,
that's all I care about right now. I want Logan Paul and his idiot friends to go bash into the Scottsdale Fashion Square and just have a dude you can't see shooting invisible hot rays at people. It is awesome. It's like pouring hot coffee on somebody from 100 feet away, and they don't know where it came from. Oh, I can't wait for the protests that are inevitable after the election this year. Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to see thousands of jazz hands.
Hot, 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 hot. That's all I think is like these guys are like, yeah, we're going nowhere. We're hot, 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 hot. And then they just take off like 30 of them. Like, oh, they got them with the heat rays. And you would stop like immediately being a dick. I think I'd do that before one of them, you know, they're trying to get the beanbag shot at them. I've seen that in Jackass. That would hurt.
We had that guy that caught, or that was tear gas, wasn't it? The canister and the junk.
We had a dude here.
That was a beanbag.
He got hit with the rubber nut. Yeah. Or the rubber bullet, right? Right in the nuts?
Well, there was one dude that got full beanbagged in the nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that was a rubber bullet. I think he got beanbagged square in the ball
Still one of the best videos ever.
And it makes, those are those moments where I'm like, the protests were worth it. Because as an outsider sitting on this thing thinking, I've got my own opinions. I got no business marching around. I'm not going to break into any piano shops or, you know, dress barns to prove my point. I don't see a point in that. But I do like when, especially, and for some reason, and this will make black people happy, when white guys get hit by it. I don't know why that's the, I'm good. Like I see your white guilt as like saying, I have to protest because I'm more important. I see that as the most racist thing in the world is when white guys get too loony with the rioting. And like, you can march and protest, but what are you getting so loud about? You don't know their experience. You don't know this. Well, I'm standing up for them. Well, they can do it themselves. They don't need you, Whitey. That's the whole point. The whole point of the march.
He got caught up in the
moment. We don't need. Well, then beanbag him. Then beanbag him right in the nuts.
Yes. What do you got?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole point is white women and white dudes. You know, Captain Save a Black. You don't need to go out there and do that. The whole point is they're human beings who can stand on their own, and they don't want Whitey to help them out. They like that you're there for the thing, but don't be the jackass that wrecks it. But that's the point. Like these fringe groups that get into these protests are trying to ruin the protests. They're trying to make them look bad.
Stir it up.
Stir them up with heat guns, invisible rays, moths that shoot fire, and beanbags. Now that.
Next up, the sound gun.
That is good TV. Oh, the brown wave. You know, they have the brown wave sound gun that makes you crap.
What?
What
is that?
Yeah. It's
completely shuts your body shuts down.
Your body.
No.
Yeah. It's a sound you can't hear. And it just eats your butt. Your body just goes, and you just turd yourself and then go into a little
pot. Catatonic.
Yeah, you kind of go. We watched, that was years ago. The video of the brown wave.
I got to look that up.
And dude just dumps and runs because it'll end you. But that thing is really dangerous, evidently. Not like this invisible heat ray gun.
Yeah, you can do some damage.
Man, oh man, oh man, that's going to be
like
awesome.
Like never wake up again.
Well, that's just a gun. Yeah, big brown
wave. But without the bullets.
That liquefied your insides. That's a little different. But yeah, I just, and I like it when white people get hit by this stuff. And I don't know if that makes me bigot. I don't know how that works, but I
kind
really, does it? I guess I'm bigoted towards whites. Yeah.
the $10 million of damage that they're going to do rioting is going to be worth the 30 seconds of, totally of clips agree. That we're going to see.
Yep. I'll deal with a closed lane so they rebuild the stores. I'm sorry for the guy who owns Washburn Pianos over there in Scottsdale. You're probably getting broken into again. But it's going to be worth it for the puddle of diarrhea and the dude whose skin is burning off. When you deep fry a human being from 200 feet away and I get to watch,
so it's going to be popcorn.
It's like
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, it's like, yes. Oh, if we can get it to where we just hold it on a dude and your Raiders melts him.
I see that thing being like you're hosing off your patio, getting the stuff out. You're clearing out. You just hit that heat gun around the crowd just disperses.
It's going to be, it's going to be awesome. I when I read about that today and they're like, we're thinking about throwing the heat gun. I'm like, thinking about? Do that. You can't kill anybody with it. You can just make them super uncomfortable and they'll knock it off because they wonder where it's coming from. Invisible ray, anything is better than guns. We got to arm our police with these heat guns. We got to make these like handguns and just deep fry mother effers that are getting out of hand.
I was kind of against protests for a while, but now I'm kind of seeing the other side of things.
The same exact way, because I was sitting there going, I don't know if the protests are good because we've got too many guys who are trying to. I understand that the peaceful protests are good, but you got too many people that are wandering in there with bad intentions to make A, the protest look bad, and B, make it a political nightmare. Heat gunning those idiots is easy. That Logan Paul guy, if I could have watched Logan Paul, that insufferable douchebag, Logan Paul and his brother, if I could have watched them at Fashion Square, get crisped by the gun, like creme brulee them.
Fair about it, John.
Yeah,
Logan wasn't there.
I know, but I don't like him either. I'd like to see him get crisped. I know you're right, but I would still like. What do they call that, Brady? When you flame the top of a creme brulee, there's like a name for
caramelize.
Caramelize. I'd like to caramelize the Paul brothers. Just that day, and then have them like, and then see them on the news, and they're hopefully like bright pink, like a bad sunburn. I was trying to break into the Washburn. And I get a piano, and my skin turned bright red, and it hurt real bad.
Bruh.
Take that, Paul. Yeah, bruh. We were doing nothing, bruh. It was on fleek. Do they still say that? I don't know. I assume those two do. I can't stand them. But, they're idiots. And I would like to see them crispied. So we got that to look forward to. I'm finding a lot of positives in this election right now because I think it's funny. And again, I'm only here for the entertainment. And if you want to add an invisible ray heat gun, for God's sakes, do it. We might want to fire one at Jeremy. We got the National Guard across the street. See what it does. And Jeremy would, give him a couple $100 and have him stand out there and, all right, dude, let's do this. I mean, it's better than what he faced in his heyday, which was, the muskets of the of the North.
Oh, yeah, he could take some beanbags.
Yeah, no, he stood.
That heavy wool jacket.
It stops a muzzleloader, but it doesn't. It may not stop the heat. Oh, if he's in his, we should dress him up as a Confederate soldier in all wool and then heat him up.
Hot pocket. It just shrinks.
Dude. That's all you'd hear from. Yeah, but I don't want to. I just want to see like those. I just don't like the Captain Saver race. I just don't like those people. I'm white. They'll listen to me. Let me do it. I'm like, just sit down,
booby.
Sit down, Whitey. Go back to your yacht club. You're not that important. No, the blacks need me. No, they don't. They don't want you either. Go ahead and peacefully protest. It's a nice thing. But don't start getting lippy with the police. You don't have – no white guy can have that experience. No white guy. Hey, police, you've been holding – you are having the best day of your life when you get pulled over by a cop. I've never once experienced fear, and I would never pretend I have. Cops have always been great to me. I can't speak for anyone else. But the cops in my world have always been very cool. Even the one that thought I pulled a gun on him. Because I had a BB gun in my center console coming back from skiing once. I had rolled both ankles. I shouldn't have been driving. I'm going 108 miles an hour, and I get stuck on the 17. Cop from Mayor pulls me over. You know how fast you're going? Like, I know I was going fast. He goes, I clocked at 94, and your brake lights were on. I'm like, that's reasonable.
It's because I saw you.
Yeah, exactly. I saw you. I'm like, oh, crap. And I slammed on the brakes, and he hit me at 94. Open up the center console to get the insurance out, and I forgot I had a pellet gun. Looked like a real gun. And dude's like, hands on the roof! Pulls his gun. Dunk, my hands went right up. I'm like, it's a BB gun! It's a BB gun! It's a BB gun! Doesn't look like a BB gun to me! Get out of the car! And then at the end of it, he's like, dude, you can't do that. He goes, I've had every right to shoot you. Because I kind of turned my body when I saw the gun, like, oh, hide that.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was so dumb.
No.
Yeah. Now, some would say, if I wasn't a cracker, I probably would have caught a plug. I don't know that experience, but what I do know is I deserved every ounce of what I did. Like, God, like, he, you know, even if I'd have gotten shot, I think I kind of would have deserved it, to be honest with you, because I was an idiot. I wouldn't want to have gotten shot. He wouldn't have wanted to shoot me, but dude with a gun in the center console slowly reaching into that center console, that dude wants to go home just like I do, so I should find that cop and apologize to him. That was back in 94. I feel
that's white guilt.
I'm going to say it out loud. I need a lot. I got tons of white guilt. I got, knock on wood. That was my last ticket. Oh, did I just say that? You know it's going to happen to me today, right?
Or knock on wood.
Yeah, I'm knocking on it all.
No, you've gotten plenty after that.
I got arrested once, but I didn't get a ticket.
Oh, okay.
And that was a misunderstanding as well. The police were very kind that day, too. It was the first day I worked here at KUPD. I got arrested on my drive-in in Guadalupe. Yeah, I was pulling it. I had my brother-in-law's Jeep, and I was buying it from him. We hadn't exchanged papers yet. And I was going like 55 through Guadalupe when the speed limit's like 3.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I got the cop.
Coming in a little hot.
He pulled me over, and he's like, what are you doing? And then he goes, I don't have. And then they had something wrong with my license. Had been suspended for something that I'd done years prior. But I paid the fine, but evidently there was a fee I didn't pay along with the fine. So they just, I didn't know. So it's like your
wasn't
license.
It like $10 light or something?
It was, yeah, it was a $90 ticket, yeah. And there was like $7 or $8 I didn't pay. And I just paid the 90. So it wasn't, I don't know. It was a paperwork thing. So I'm in Guadalupe. And you know what? This is the best part of the story. A white guy in handcuffs in Guadalupe is the happiest you can ever see the residents of Guadalupe. They showed up. They were circling like, they got him. Like, and this was 2001, so there weren't a lot of cell phone cams, but there were a lot of handy cams. Those people went into their closets, got a cracker outside our house getting arrested. Go get the camera. And they were filming it, and there must have been 20 of them. And then the guy's like, what are you doing here anyway? I'm like, it's my first day at KUPD. I got a meeting in 10 minutes. And they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm the new morning guy. I'm like, you replace Pratt? I'm like, yeah. Why didn't you say that, dude? I hated that guy. I let you go. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do when I get pulled over? Hi, just in case you hate Dave Pratt, I'm his replacement. Like, I don't care. Well, I would look like a huge
you
dick.
Know who I am?
So he uncuffed. Do you know who I'm not yet at all? Yeah. I'm not at all. That's hilarious. So, yeah, so I got arrested. But that was my – and he didn't give me a ticket. I just said, straighten this out. He shouldn't have let me drive, and he did, so.
But you're the situation in 94.
Yeah.
You know, glove compartment.
Yeah.
That's exactly where a lot of the feeling comes from. If you're the black person's like, if you were black,
oh, yeah.
How would that behavior have been different?
I can't experience that. Yeah. And I can't claim to. I'm sorry that that's happened to people. I'm sorry you feel that way. But I'm never going to be marching down the road pretending I get it. Because I don't. And I see Captain Save-A-Black out there running towards the cops saying, you guys, no, you've never had a bad experience. You don't know. Don't stand up for people like that because you look like, you know what it looks like to me? You're screaming out, eat me last. You're trying to show people that are upset, hey, I'm on your side so you don't beat me up. That's all it is to me. You're the eat me last guy.
They're doing a community service because I'm with you on it. My guess is about a 30% of the people out there are trust kids, like you said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're woke.
Run around with their skateboards.
They have the time to be able to do that.
But I'm all for, like, protesting and being on the right side. I agree with being on the right side. But, yeah, I just don't like uppity college white boys doing stuff, screaming at the cops like their lives have been ever oppressed by it. It just doesn't. And it's more offensive. I hate when white women stand up for other races. Like, you have no idea. You have no idea what you're talking about. None. It's like me all of a sudden screaming and yelling for women's rights. Like, it's just not fair that I don't know what the hell you guys do it. Me as a white man talking for you is exactly what you're fighting against.
Well, that guy helping him out is just slaying the ladies.
Well, that's all he's there. Well, that was the South Park thing. Is the PC was for the PC principal and his PC group. Turns out PC stood for puss crushing because they were just trying to get ladies on their side. We just left to crush the puss. And we're PC. So, yeah, that's all I see, too. But, yeah. But I do want to see that heat ray in action. Oh. Man, oh, man. Especially against some Logan Paul supporter. Some kid with Japanime hair all in his eyes and stuff, screaming about how his life has been so hard because of the police. And just watch some dude just crispy him. Just brown him. Whoosh. Oh. I didn't know he had that. We've been using it in the Middle East, evidently. But those people love
that's
heat.
What they say. So. I hear that about multiple weapons before.
That we use them on
the Middle East.
Well, we use them in war zones. Like, we got a crowd to go get that thing. And, psh, and you cook a couple of them, and they're like, what happened? I don't know. I can't
see. That's a little high. You got the level too high.
Halak just got fried. I'm getting the hell out of here before I get hit with that thing.
Just set it and forget it. Be a Ronco product.
Man, if it was for home defense, set it and forget it. At night, anybody gets close to your house, gets browned.
What do you have it on? The jerky setting.
Yeah, I'm going to dehydrate your ass. So it's out there. And how real and how active it is unknown. But man, oh man. The fact that they're even bringing it up in the news made me happy. Bring on those protesters. I love it. Look out, Logan Paul supporters. Let's go break into Fashion Square. I don't want to go to the scary mall. I'm going to go to a mall in Maryvale. Yuck, that's scary. I'm white. Break into Fashion Square.
You know who you won't see there?
Who?
Dude Perfect.
They're not going to be there? Nope. Are they not protesters? You love Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect and the Paul brothers are not to be mentioned in the same sentence again. Dude Perfect has skills. The Paul brothers just keep fighting boxing matches against other podcasters and act like they're professionals. And they're pretty skilled boxers. I'll give them that. They actually do kind of look the part in a ring. But they've been one dude got beat up by another podcaster from England. And I'm like, this was an actual – it's on DAZN, D-A-Z-N. Like, you can see the Paul brothers' fights on the boxing
side. Still
site.
Doing them?
I don't know what the hell's going on. I stopped caring about what's going on in a while. Now I know there's a heat gun. I just want to use it at the boxing match. What do you call it again with the creme brulee?
Caramelized.
Caramelized. Caramelized them Paul brothers. Oh, this is the happiest I've been in months. Let's get a wake-up song for Brett and Tripp to dance to. 602-585-9800.
Yeah.
A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.